Welcome to the God's Glory Podcast. This is Season 1, Episode 1. I am Trevin Hill.
I am Parker Hill.
We are so excited to show our love for God to everybody listening.
Now I'm going to share the verse of the day. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. From this verse is when the Lord says, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord. So you can't not trust in the Lord and expect to be all happy and all that, because he says later on in it, and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. Half of these people say they trust in the Lord, but they don't make the Lord their hope and confidence. They don't go all the way in, and then they're thinking, oh man, this ain't, I'm not feeling happy, this, I'm not happiness, but they don't know that they're not going in far enough.
I'm going to back up what he's saying, and those who just partially go in are not really going to get the full qualities of being a Christian and having the feeling and love of God in their soul and rejuvenating out to other people. It takes all of your hope and all of your confidence to show God that you're really there for a good, healthy relationship between you and God.
And we're going to build a lot of this episode off the verse, and I'm going to build off of how to get a relationship with the Lord. First thing, I believe, is consistency. You got to be consistent every day of talking to the Lord. You can't go off on Sundays only and just give it all to the Lord that day. You got to be consistent and let the Lord know that you're willing to be consistent with him.
I believe a big thing of building a relationship with God is definitely got to be praying. Prayer is a very strong and powerful thing in this day and age, and it's always been, but it's very strong today with politics and different things going on in the world, and how if you just pray to God, things can happen, miracles happen, believe in God.
And also, topping off the prayer, you don't have to say the same prayer every night. Always just spit on what your heart desires. Say whatever your heart is thinking. Talk to the Lord. You don't have to be not free. You don't have to feel like you can't talk to him. You can talk to him about anything and not be insecure at all, because he is all ears and is willing to listen to anything you say.
And if you don't have anything to pray about or anybody to pray about, there's always the Lord's Prayer that you can just recite. And it may be the same prayer over and over, but the Lord's Prayer is a very powerful prayer, and it's always something that can be said and not be taken as a repetitive prayer. But don't feel like prayer is almost just a conversation with you and God. It doesn't need to be like you're talking to an upper level man. It's almost just have like a conversation between you and God and spill your feelings and just know he knows it all. So whether you want to tell him or not, he already knows, because God is all knowing.
When you're praying to God, you gotta mean it. You can't be like, okay, let's just get prayers out of the way before I go to bed. When you pray to God, you got to realize how big of a thing it is, and that will impact your life spiritually. So you got to take it serious every time. You can't just be like, no, I'm just going to do it because I want to get to bed. No, spend that time and take it. Don't take it for granted to talk to God, because you never know, I mean, when the return of him is coming.
But you don't need to be greedy and only pray to God because you or someone else needs healing or something needs healed in your life. Don't just pray to God because you want or need something.
The thing you gotta do is put God first over them earthly things like your phone, celebrities, just most things that people do and waste time of their life that they gain nothing from, instead of talking to God, because that can really mess up your relationship with him. And when I'm saying that, I don't mean you can never use that stuff, but don't use it to a point that you're gonna overuse it, or it's getting addictive, or it's leading you to do bad things.
But back on to building a relationship with God, you need to put all of your faith and trust into God. And you need to practice gratitude through your prayer. And you need to pursue God passionately. Study God's word. Study the Bible. Attend church regularly. Worship. Spend time with God. But you need to definitely put a lot of effort when it comes to building a relationship with God. Don't take it unserious or take it as a joke, because it's a very serious, deep, meaningful thing with God.
So, another thing, when you're building a relationship with God, you're gonna sin. It's a humanly thing. You're gonna sin, and it's just gonna happen. And the thing that really matters is you try to repent. You go back to the Lord, and you ask for forgiveness, and you actually mean it with your heart. You can't be like, eh, I sinned. Sorry, Lord. No, you gotta go. You gotta kneel down, or just go pray, and really mean it with your heart that you're gonna be forgiven.
But just remember, Jesus hates the sin, not the sinner. But with all this being said, this does not mean you can just go around sinning because you're going to be forgiven. Just because you know you're going to be forgiven, or you can be forgiven, does not mean you just need to go sin freely and willfully. Just because you're like, oh, well, I'm going to be forgiven, God's going to forgive me, so why not? You still want to obey God and try to not sin, but sinning happens because we are all humans.
Another thing is, you don't know how much people's lives you can change by just telling them the word of God. Because you know, most people, it's an instinct that you're going to be nervous to do it. But trust me, I'm here to encourage you, spread the word of God. It will help so many people's life if they tell you or not. It will impact them. Or at least just pray for them, because you don't know how much that can do for someone.
So like he's saying, invite people to church, invite them to your groups, invite them to love God and to get to know God. Invite them with open arms, just as God did to you. Okay, so about strengthening your relationship with God, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Jesus says in the Bible, we need to stick with him like branches on a vine to be fruitful and do anything worthwhile. John 15:5.
And this is also saying, you gotta stick with the Lord. Like, this goes back to what I was talking about earlier. You can't just go a little bit, then quit. You won't know. It's like, an example, say you play a sport. You can't just go give it a little bit of work and then expect big results. You gotta stay consistent and work hard. Which is just like your relationship with the Lord. I mean, it's just like that, because you have to work hard, be consistent, and not give up. Because you never know that when you might be one day away from God's plan for you and you just quit. I mean, you just never know. That's why you have to stay consistent and just trust in the Lord's path.
So with all of this being said, this whole episode is based on building a relationship with God, and I hope we kind of broke it down and gave you some better ways to strengthen your relationship with God and to let God know you're there and you're wanting a relationship with him. So yeah, we're gonna see you guys in the next one. God's Glories Podcast out.